So, welcome again, and let's begin with our first lecture demonstration, which is by Julia and Sven, and they will give you the rest.
Let's give it the rest. Yeah. Welcome at Sonoy again. Today we're gonna show you how to actually, push up. Yes, I forgot. Sorry.
Yes. how to put on a live performance using Arduo?
Yeah.
So, which is, you know. For example, later this day, there's going to be an open mic, and let's say you wanted to participate, but you're not from here, not from Cologne, you didn't want to log your equipment, your amps all the way, you just have your laptop, or you even have a laptop from someone else with Arduo, and you still want to perform live. You can do that with Arduo, and we're going to show you a real quick, real simple way to do that for guitar and voice.
Yeah, we leave out all the most technical stuff because there are dozens of lectures you can watch and you may have to do before. But we concentrate on how to run your show and feel confident with your performance. That's the main aspect
you
concentrate on. Okay.
Okay. So, as I said, we are going to perform with guitar and voice. And should we stand like that?
Okay. Yeah.
And we're going to do that by performing a song that Sven wrote. And the song is called Birthday, which is kind of appropriate because we have the birthday of Sonoy. And it is the 7th year. It's 7 years ago we started, but it's the 5th. Adoration of Sonoy because we left 2 years out because of the pandemic. So it's kind of the birthday of Sonoy, so the song is appropriate, I think. And we'll start by, figuring out how to make the guitar sound good.
Yeah.
Do you want to start?
Yeah, we already loaded some plugins, but they are all in the default settings, and we now run through that and show what you can do and concentrate on, just figuring out to get a basic sound. The riff of the song basically is like that. Yeah, that's it. And Julia, can you open the GitarX AmplifierX plugin? I hope you can see it. We have some controls there, different tube emulations, different tone stack styles, and different speaker setups in the top. And the typical controls like pre-gain, distortion, drive, the master gain, and the voicing like treble, mids and bass. Let's start with the tone stack.
Sure.
We may change it while I'm playing, and we can listen to it.
Nothing's changing so far.
Yeah, I think.
Is there something?
Quite.
Oh yeah.
Ah, okay. You can some of the settings also turn down or turn up the volume. So sometimes you have to be a bit careful to not damage your ears when you're switching sounds. I think I'd go with the twin reverb style tone stack.
This one?
Yeah, this one.
Okay.
And I think you can give me some drive.
Sure.
Turning up the drive knob.
Oh.
Not too much, but a slight overdrive sound would work here.
Like that? No.
Yeah.
Like that?
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, we have a slight overdrive. That's good. Okay. Next. What about bringing in some treble and mids? So tone stack. There we are.
Start with a treble, maybe?
Yeah.
Should I crank it up for start, and then you can say you want less? What the fuck? This is like all the way?
Yeah, you can go back a bit.
A bit?
But I think the guitar signal is more low end, so we have to pull in some treble.
Like that, okay. Or even less?
No, that's good.
That's good, okay.
That's fine, thank you. Okay, yeah, may turn down the bass a bit, so we got more room for the highs.
More or less?
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Okay.
Okay. I think for a first set, that would be good. Always remember when you're working with more instruments, you have to adjust the settings so that the instruments kind of feel balanced.
Yeah, we'll see that in a couple of minutes. Yeah.
Yes, I think basically that's it. Can you load up the ACE high and low pass filter?
Sure.
That's a combinated filter. Yeah, this second one that filters out the very low end and the very high edge. And if you're working with amplification simulation, they tend to sometimes, especially when you use much distortion, to add very noisy high-pitched sounds. For that reason, I usually set a low-pass cutoff frequency around 10,000 hertz or 10 kilohertz. And to control the low end, the very lowest note on a standard tuning is about 80 hertz. So you can set the high pass cutoff frequency at about 80 hertz. That would work. So we have more control and we have already a frequency range that the guitar is about to happen, and we have some room for the other instruments if we would use any.
I kind of don't like your touchpad.
You can double click on it and then type in the frequency.
Okay, thank you.
I think that's much easier.
A thousand. What was it?
10,000.
Yeah. Okay.
And 80. Sometimes it may be important, or it may be better to go up a little bit higher. We can over exaggerate it. Maybe you can turn it to 300, and we will see that the low end completely. Yeah, it completely vanished. That would be, that's not a guitar.
It's a flat, really flat sound.
Yeah, but in a mixing situation, sometimes you may need it. Another frequency that you can apply most of the times is about 100 hertz, 150 hertz. It depends on what you're playing. It depends on the other instruments and where you want to situate the instruments in the frequency range. But I think, for now, we go with 80 hertz. We have no other low-end instruments. I think.
May you play it again?
Yeah, I think Julia wouldn't.
So this is kind of flat.
Yeah.
This has more oomph to it.
Yeah. Warmth.
Yes.
The warmth. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think that's okay.
What's with this guy? I'm sorry. No. That's me.
Yeah, we can. if we
with this
if
guy?
We have too much low end and. We want to use another kind of filter that doesn't really like cut off the low frequencies, but turn a range of low frequencies down. We can use a low shelf. That's the first frequency filter in this combinated filter rows. And I think, to clean a little bit up, you can leave it at 160 hertz,
mm-hmm.
And pull the gain down, like, I don't know, 1.5 dB. I think the guitar would be a bit cleaner, like less muddy. I don't know if you hear a difference. It may depend on the speaker and the room again. But I think that's the setting that works.
Okay.
So now let's switch our roles.
Let's switch. Yeah.
Now it's your time. Now we get to the vocals. Okay.
So.
Yeah.
So, if you give me the chord, I can sing the first line of the song.
Yeah. Here it goes.
I've been locked inside my mind for far too long. So, the very first thing I would want to change is give me some reverb.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Because...
singers like reverb.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we do. And especially for this kind of style, you notice maybe I kind of shout, I've been locked in. So for singers, it's really important to, especially if you're in this kind of shouting style, to have the feeling of room. Because if you don't have reverb, if you don't have the feeling of room, you're feeling like you're shouting against a wall or maybe even a velvet-covered wall. And you would never do that. You would shout if you have to reach someone far away. And to feel comfortable... in this shouty style of singing, yes, you need reverb. Very good. So, let's try it with that reverb.
Okay.
Yeah?
Let's do it.
Yeah. I've been locked inside my mind for far too long. Yeah, that's better. That feels more right. Okay, so and then I'd go into the equalizing part of it all. Mm-hmm. For example, I'd like to push the higher frequencies, the treble frequencies, because, again, this kind of shouting style, it should sound a little bit more squeaky, crunchy, and we can push that by... elevating the higher frequencies. You can, like, there's a lot of different higher frequencies, and you can, like, totally be specific about that. We won't be. This is, like, the very, very easy how-to, just so the higher the treble frequencies. Yes, yes, I can already tell by my speaking voice that it's a little more crispy. Yes, let's try it.
Okay.
I've been locked inside my mind for far too long. Yes, yes, that's better. And then also, I would like to have some support in the lower regions, like in the bass frequencies, because in this song, Sven wrote this song for himself, for his voice, and my voice is not his voice. And so when we first tried it out, we noticed that it's not the register. And so you can tell by he's using a capodesser on an electrical guitar, and to make it a little bit higher so that it fits my voice. It would be, for me, even better to make it even higher. It's still a little bit low for me, but that's not really, that's like limit for the guitar that we can do here with the capodesser. And so it's still a little bit low for me, so at some points in the song, the notes are like on the very edge of my low register, and I could use a little boost for that. And so if we push the lower frequencies, that's helpful. Let's do the first few two lines of the song so everybody can kind of get what I'm getting at. I've been locked inside my mind for far too long. Waiting all the time for any other
to join in.
Yeah, kind of. Maybe even more.
Even more? Yeah, okay.
Maybe a little bit. I don't know. It also, I don't hear exactly the same that you guys do, because I rather hear the monitor and the room sound mixed with in my ears. But, well, yes.
Yeah.
Maybe the second verse again.
Yeah,
yes.
The second line.
Mm-hmm. When all the time for any other to join in. Yeah. And also, another thing you can do that's not got nothing to do with software or something, it's the Nahbesprechungseffekt. What's that called in English? I don't
proximity
know.
Proximity effect.
Proximity effect. To like just go really. Oh, yes. Yeah. It's just go really. On top of the near thank you to the microphone. It also boosts your lower frequencies with these kind of microphones. And also when I would be really shouting, I would get away from the microphone a little bit more. You can see that with singers, that they have kind of like a analog compressor. Yeah. If they're really loud, they just pull away from the microphone a little bit. If they're really like whispery, they just like really hug the microphone. Yeah, so that's not got nothing to do with software or open source, but a little trick for singers. Yeah, so yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me turn down some of the low mid frequencies.
Okay.
Because I feel like these are getting in the way.
Okay, sure.
Especially if we turn up the lower end.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think there's nothing that is that much important.
That's happening
voice.
There. Yes, sure.
Let's try a frequency around, I don't know, 330 hertz.
Okay.
And slightly turning it up like this and...
Oh, yeah. Two lines again?
Yeah.
The higher, lower end. Yep. Oh. I've been locked inside my mind for far too long. Waiting all the time for any other to join in. Well, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah? Satisfied?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Would you do that? Is that specific for a female voice, or would you do that also for a male voice?
It depends on the song.
Yeah. Okay.
And on the voice.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
I think basically, male voices are much can have much more lower end.
Yeah.
Sure. But it depends.
Yeah, it depends on the person. Like, not for Maroon 5, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Okay.
So that's
anything else?
No. Should we do one run through of the thing and then maybe adjust?
Yeah.
The rest.
But before, we haven't situated the guitar.
Yes.
Into the same room as you are in.
Oh no! Yeah, come into the room.
Let me say some things about that. When Julia asked to add some reverb, I added. A bus, a stereo bus, and in this bus I set the reverb plug-in, and I kind of sent with an aux send control Julia's voice input into this room bus. That makes working with a room that should work like a real room very comfortable and flexible.
It makes it feel like we're in the same room. Yes.
Exactly. I can just drag and drop this aux send, and now I'm in the same room.
Oh, now you have reverb. Yeah.
Yes. But if we want to simulate like where are we in this room? If I would be standing like, she's a front singer, and I would be standing like more in the background, I would change the amount, like more reverb means you are more further back in the room.
Mm.
Yeah? So I would send less of Julia's voice, and maybe more of mine.
So it feels like you're farther away.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Sounds
yeah,
like
you do.
I'm in
yeah,
the,
in you're in the back of the room. Yeah. Do you want to be in the back of the room?
Oh, not that much, but
no.
Yeah, I think yeah, this would work.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, but I can you push me a little bit more? Because I kind of feel like I don't have that much reverb anymore.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Just this one too. Okay.
One round through?
Yeah, one
okay,
more round.
Sure.
I've been locked inside my mind for far too long, waiting all the time for any other to join in. Always dependent on somebody to feel strong. Underrating, this is my life to begin. You're not alone, by myself I pray. Just on your own and I'll be there.
Yes, so I don't know how it's in for the audience, but I hear myself really loud, and I don't really have to hear all that much from the guitar. I think you should just become louder.
May use the cabinet setting, that is like the volume of the whole cabinet.
Okay. Maybe even a little bit more, because I'm going for it, you know.
Yeah, of course.
And you're only picking. It would be different if you would be playing like the guitar. Yeah, sure.
More louder.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. It kind of depends on the reverb too. If you add much more reverb, then the sound is getting in the back.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to compensate when you're adding much reverb. You have to compensate with the volume and also with the frequency.
Yeah. So maybe that's good.
Yeah.
Let's try it. One more time?
Yeah, one more time.
And then I think.
Yeah, and I think.
If nobody intervenes. Yeah, so that's.
Yeah? Okay, yeah.
Sure.
We can increase the room size.
Always more reverb.
Can increase the room size. And
we do have time, so maybe we make one more run through and then we can do exactly this, like let the audience mix it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we could do that. We have time. We have time. Yeah.
Okay.
So one run through with more reverb. Sure.
Let's do it.
I've been locked inside my mind for far. Waiting all the time for any other to join in. Always dependent on somebody to feel strong. Underrating, this is my life to you're not alone, by myself I pray. Just on your own and I'll be there all the way.
So that's it.
Hey.
Well, this would be the part for questions, and also I really enjoy doing that as an audience member too. Can you try this and that? Can you try this and that? Because if you really want to know how it sounds, this is the moment to do it. So questions or requests. Yeah, sure. We need to give you a microphone so that the people on the internet can hear you as well.
Yeah.
This is always important.
Nice voice, great guitar. Can you tell me a little about how it feels regarding delay? Do you feel some, because it goes through software and it's, we all know, or those that use it?
So right now I do not feel any delay.
Yeah, that's the technical part we left out, but yeah, there's much of information, and yeah, later I can point you to that. At the moment we are running about at 8 milliseconds.
So that's latency. Perfectly fine.
Yeah.
For live performance.
I think very good singers, and I think you are a very good singer, would still notice, but not noticing it like
it disturbs me, no.
Real latency, yeah. But it kind of feels like not 100% tight, but you can work with it.
Yeah, just, I mean, that's, even if it wouldn't be running through software right now, there's in live situations, you have all these kind of different setups. We had some problem with the sweetback yesterday evening and tomorrow, this morning, and at one point I said, I might not even need to use the monitor, and then if everything fails, we can just leave the monitor out. And then you just, even if I would have an amp here, you would have this effect of just hearing yourself through these room. So you always, as a singer or as a musician, you always have like situations where the sound is not perfect, and you kind of have to adjust to it. So. This is perfectly fine with me. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It sounds great. I was going to ask actually the same question, but not because of timing delay, but because you get a bit of coloration. Because in this small room, your voice mm-hmm. is so strong that half of our concert experience is your voice as it travels through the air.
Yes.
And then if you have 8 milliseconds, the PA system is going to hit late.
Yes.
Which can be nice because it gives us good localization on you, but it also tends to color the sound.
Sure.
And that is something that I always find is really hard if you want to. I've been using Ardor for these kind of gigs as well, and it's really tough because you need to have a sound device that you can run reliably at really low latencies. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's the measurement is how far is the kick drum or how far is the singer away from the first line in the audience, and you want to make sure that the time delay between those is not so much. If you go to a big hall, it doesn't matter because then all the energy comes from the speakers.
Yeah.
But it's also for you working with the monitor, the effect is the same. It's not like your rhythm gets screwed up because that is too fast to hear. A drummer might notice a bit, but most musicians won't, but you hear coloration. It's the same if you have headphones on, you listen to yourself and your voice to the bone mixes with the headphone that's a bit later, that can be really upsetting. So what I wanted to ask you, if you can give us one experience where you play just a few lines of the song and you turn off the reverb for the voice and you sing into the back, sing into the curtain so we don't hear your voice. And
then we can see. With the microphone?
Yeah, with the microphone. So then we can see if we can get rid of the coloration and get a feeling of how strong it is.
Like really like...
Yeah, I'm serious. There.
Like this?
Yes.
Like this? Okay, yes. So you turned off the reverb. Okay, let's do it.
That's fun. Okay, let's do it.
I've been locked inside my mind for far too long. I've been locked inside my mind for far too long. For me, this made a difference. I don't know if it did for you guys. Yeah. So, but this is also like, if I may, this is also like the thing with what you're actually able to hear a difference, and for the singer, how it feels. Because this, like, apart from like turning your back, but this was even more muffled, and you you get self-conscious as a singer, and as soon as you're like having these conflicting emotions, your vocal cords are not doing your bidding anymore, like perfectly. I mean, the more professional you are, the more you are able to handle that. But this is all like a whole thing, so not good. Yeah. So, but you were able to hear the difference. Cool. Okay. Or not cool.
Yeah. I have a quick question.
Yeah.
They are asking what your guitar is.
What it is?
Yeah. What kind of guitar?
Okay. Yeah. It's a kind of a travel guitar. Because I don't want to carry around that big guitar. It's standard travel guitar that is has the same length of the fretboard, so you don't have another tuning or anything like that, but you have a less massive body, and yeah, it's a standard guitar just for traveling. It is a bit smaller.
Hofner.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I sound like, can you give me the reverb back? Oh my god.
Yeah. Please. Just switch it on again. In the room.
Where? Can
you? Yeah, I can do it. Let's see the room.
Oh, there, yes. Thank you.
Yeah. For the reverb, can you try a little bit larger room size and to sync a little bit far further from the microphone?
Yeah.
Yeah. I crank it all up. I don't
chose a normal room for the, yes. Oh, so now
this is a hall.
Hall, yes. Further away, I'm not quite sure. Where do I lose the sound? Do I lose it here? Yeah, that's kind of, so maybe here. Okay, so, yeah. Da, 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 da. So maybe here, yeah, okay.
Less on the guitar? Less room size, okay.
Yes.
Like this? Or even less? That's fine, okay, good.
I've been locked inside my mind for far too long. So,
okay.
But that's, you like it more like that, or what was it that you wanted to see there?
Yeah, a little bit, because it was the dry was too much
in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess that's also like preferences, right?
Yeah.
So
sure. Any more requests?
Yeah.
Short general question and then the correct question regarding the singing into the curtain. I'm not sure, you mentioned that you have a monitor, but I'm not sure if you are really listening to the audience speakers here, so I'm
not sure as well. I haven't stepped with the microphone.
It sounds for me a little bit less loud than your monitor, and so we're hearing more from your monitor at the moment, as far as
I
would notice. Is it so? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm
If I stand here, I can't hear the monitor anymore.
Okay, so you're okay. Then it's not very loud, but it's okay. So my original question was regarding your voice, and maybe I'm wrong, but I noticed some distortion when you are singing very loud.
Yes, I did too. I don't know. Maybe it's too much treble.
Maybe.
Sorry.
We have a limiter included. Maybe it's not fast enough. It just has a release. As we were working out the session, we were leveling, and I don't know.
It was fine then, but
yeah.
I don't
You can see it here in the session. Yeah. We haven't had any clipping in the channels. So I don't know. It may depend on the speaker setup and the room.
We didn't do a very thorough sound check. Wow,
yeah.
This is.
Yeah,
and
I'm I also thought that there maybe is some plastic in the room which creates something.
Yeah, okay. Maybe it's actually something like that because it's like the speaker is against the leg of the table or something. We could go on forever.
Yeah.
With these kind of particular, especially in this room, believe us, we have experience with that.
Yesterday was late.
Yes, yesterday was late. So.
Okay, any...
Yeah, here is a question.
Distortion is good for this kind of
song,
I think. It adds thickness to the voice if it's done right. Also, what about compression? And a little bit for this song, I would even add some delay maybe at the end of lines, which is difficult for live situations. But if I would do...
Do we have, we have time? Should we try that?
Yeah.
Do you want to...
Which one first? Compression on the vocals?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the compression on the vocals.
So then I'll stop doing the... analog compression. And also, of course, I know sound technicians hate that kind of stuff, singers doing this, because of course it makes it harder to mix it. It's just, as a singer, you are like, you experience all these kind of different situations, and sometimes you have to learn to do that because otherwise you're stranded. So compression, yeah. I don't know. Should I shout some?
Yeah.
I've been locked inside my mind for far too long. I'm higher. always dependent on somebody to feel strong. I don't know. Yeah, like that. Can you give us the old room back?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I can.
I feel like a Montserrat Caballé, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So maybe two lines with that, with the compression.
Yes. Maybe can somebody see actually the values, and if somebody is very good at compressor settings in this situation and want to
adjust.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us how to.
Tell us. I think that is how I would start, and then it would be some time to figuring it out, but let's see how it works.
See.
I've been locked inside my mind for far too long, waiting all the time for any other.
Request.
Yeah, I think the basic compression is nice, but it feels a bit like it doesn't have the energy of your original voice. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's because the attack time is really short, so it will kill even the consonants and the throat noises that you make. So if you add that, if you bring that to like say 20 milliseconds, then all the roughness in the beginning of words will come through.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Let's work. One more. Always dependent on somebody to feel strong. Yeah? Yeah?
Yes.
Even more. 30? Okay. So what was the second? Compression and delay. Yes.
Delay.
Some delay, maybe.
Let's see how
the more compression
the audience can live with that
compression.
With okay, that settings.
Yeah. Always dependent on somebody to feel strong.
All right.
You're satisfied?
Okay.
Where's the room? Where
we switched it back.
Away. Yes, it kind of is. It kind of is.
Jesus Christ. We just decreased the room size because Julia wasn't feeling
well. But then
that large hall.
Do the hall
in
again.
That large
do
hall
the
alone.
Hall again. Do the hall again. It's okay.
Okay, let's do the hall again. The audience likes the hall.
The hall, yes. How much square meters is this room, Flo? Roughly? 50 square meters.
50 kilometers.
Just yes, nice. Just for everyone in the internet audience. Yes. So okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Delay.
Delay on the model. Maybe add some delay, like, yeah. But not how much? A quarter.
I would go with the bus too. Would you do it as an insert?
Depends.
Try it.
Okay, let's use a different bus for this one. And let's call it delay. Stereo bus. I insert a delay plugin.
And while you're doing that, maybe I can do some. I'm a music educator, and I teach singers. And I really want to say one thing for everybody who's singing with microphones. I really urge you to learn this stuff, because otherwise, in these situations, you're always left to the devices of someone else. If you like, it's so important to know what you need for your voice. And to make sure the technicians, I mean, a good technician will do that, but sometimes you're in situations where, like, somebody is at the pult who does not really know their way, and then it's always good to know the stuff. So I urge singers to educate themselves about this kind of stuff. I'm not an expert in any way on that, but I like just the basics.
Yeah.
That's always good. To advocate for yourself in these situations. So we have some.
Yeah, we have some delay.
Yeah, let's try it.
The default is already a quarter note. Other is a delay time. Okay, like 100 milliseconds. Oh yeah, you're right. Where is it?
Middle.
This one. 50. Okay. So now we have a channel full of. I would decrease the volume so it's not the same volume as the dry signal. Let's go with this.
Maybe the whole thing?
Yeah, you can, yeah, can try.
Sure.
Have been locked inside my mind for far too long. Time for any other teacher. Always dependent on somebody to feel strong. Underrating, this is my life to begin. You're not.
Thanks for the additions.
So maybe that's the perfect mix for today, or any further requests?
That's right.
So you will perform.
If you're interested in this song,
later
there will be an open mic and I will perform it.
In the right key.
In the right key. Because this key would be too high for me, but I'm sorry we haven't managed to do a performance together.
Next time.
Next time. Next year.
So, okay. Thank you very much, and have fun with the rest of Sonoy.